Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations. How do you feel when these channeled messages come through? I know we talked about the feeling of truth, but I think it's important to ascertain sometimes about how high frequency messages should feel good, right? They should feel empowering. What's your experience with that, or anything else that you want to comment on, of course, of what I've just said?
Yeah, I love everything you said. There was a whole bunch of comments that came to mind. But just on that last question about discernment, so I'm not a channeler, by the way, although I do channel some information for myself, and obviously I'm very involved in channeling, so I know these techniques as well. But I interview a lot of channelers a lot, so I have a lot of channeling sessions. I'm very lucky. I get all these coaching sessions about me all the time, and yes, I have gotten very good at discerning, because it's not that, well, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are just complete phonies out there. I haven't really had sessions with those because they don't even come into my radar. We just, you know, don't really interview them to begin with. There's a lot of discernment that happens. And one of the ways in which you can tell if somebody's really channeling is that, yes, we're channeling higher consciousness. So it is, you know, if we're here, it's closer to the truth, closer to love or pure love, closer to God, whatever you want to call it. And so it will always be positive. If it's got any kind of fear attached to it, or if they're making you feel bad about anything, it's just not likely to be true. The other thing is that they will never put like an idea in your head and tell you that this is true. They will always give you a suggestion or like show you something, but in a way that feels very much like, hey, does this resonate with you? Not like this is like this, this is like that. And it's like a language thing, right?
Yes.
And then it will be very empowering. It will always be empowering. It will always put the power back on you. It won't make you the victim. And so I'm afraid if you want to be a victim and you want to be, you know, blame the world, then, you know, you might stay stuck in whatever issue you're in. It is always you. But it will be done in a very loving way, in a very compassionate way, in a way that you will really understand why this is happening and what you can do with it. It won't have biases. And so sometimes when I have these sessions, I will notice a little bit of the person in this co-creation of this channeling, because that's what I need to figure out, you know, is how clean and pure is this channeling. But this, because there's always a little bit of the person. In fact, there's always parts of the person in the channeling, because the channeler can only express him or herself with the vocabulary that they have and with the past experiences that they have. So if I'm channeling somebody, I might use an analogy from my past. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, so I might say, well, if you had a business, you would do it this way. And somebody who's, you know, I don't know, a surfer would talk about a big wave, and I'm also a surfer, but I mean, if you've never been in a wave, you know, you wouldn't use that analogy, right?
Exactly.
So that's why there's always a bit of the person, but you can just tell. And I guess again, with practice, you just become good at it. You know, there was a bit of a bias there, and you know, they may be saying it this way because, you know, part of the personality. So that's up to me to go, okay, no, this was such a clean channel that, you know, they're good enough for Oracle. Or, you know, they need a little bit of more training. And often I say to them, you know, I just think you need a little bit more practice. And that could also be because the person's going through a lot. When you're going through a lot in your life, and say you've got this problem that you just keep thinking about all the time, it's very difficult to put your mind aside and be like super clear and clean. So that could be one of the obstacles, not always. And so again, it's back to practice, and certainly not everyone that I interview gets onto the Oracle platform, but there's some of them that I've said to them, listen, Come back to me in a year. Let's see how you've been doing.
Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.